I don't know how many of you guys have been following the New Orleans Pelicans for a number of years. I'm pretty sure that most of you have only been following them the last two or so years, once Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, and Zion arrived in New Orleans. But if you're like me, and you've been following this team for 20 years, then you already know that this season is a microcosm of the history of this franchise. It's deja vu. Rinse and repeat. I've seen this movie before. We have a team in New Orleans that is loaded with young talent that underachieves on a nightly basis and is well on the way to missing the playoffs again. In a season where the NBA has expanded the playoff field to 10 teams instead of 8 in each conference. This is the second time in 2 years that the NBA has tried its best to get the Pelicans into the playoffs. They did the same thing last year down in Orlando in the bubble. They gave the Pelicans a soft schedule when the regular season resumed. They did everything in their power to get Zion into the playoffs so he could go up against LeBron James and the Lakers in the first round. It would have been ratings gold. The Pelicans found a way to screw that up. Lonzo Ball was mostly blamed for the Pelicans' failures last year in the bubble. Alvin Gentry, he was fired. And here we sit, 1 year later, and Lonzo Ball is being blamed again for the failures in New Orleans. Not only is he blamed by the fans and the media, an article in the New York Post yesterday stated that Lonzo Ball was the reason that the Pelicans lost to the Knicks on Sunday. So not only is he blamed by fans and the media, he's being blamed by his own head coach. With a shade under 8 seconds left in the game on Sunday, the Pelicans had a 3-point lead. And Lonzo Ball left Reggie Bullock wide open for three, so Lonzo could go and defend a potential Derrick Rose layup. Now, mind you, a damn layup doesn't hurt the Pelicans. I mean, they're up 3 points. So when Lonzo Ball made that mistake, Derrick Rose being the veteran that he is, he dished the ball to a wide open Bullock, who ties the game and eventually sends it into overtime. Where, of course, the Pelicans lose. They do what they do best, lose in crunch time again. They looked completely uninterested throughout that overtime period. Stan Van Gundy called out Lonzo Ball after the game. He didn't name him specifically, but we all knew who he was talking about. Stan Van Gundy said that high school seniors could execute that play with 7.8 seconds left. High school seniors. And here's the thing. Stan Van Gundy's right. He's right. That mistake is 100% on Lonzo Ball. Now, that's not the reason the Pelicans lost the game. Not the only reason anyway. But that mistake is the fault of Lonzo Ball. But just because Stan Van Gundy is right doesn't mean he's not also wrong. If you're Stan Van Gundy, you can't be calling out players publicly at this point, because you've already lost this locker room. These guys, they're not listening to their coach. If Stan Van Gundy had the respect of his players, then blaming Lonzo Ball in his post-game press conference, it might actually motivate him. But when Lonzo Ball and the rest of the locker room don't respect him, calling them out post-game just reinforces the disrespect that they already have. Lonzo Ball made a mistake. But like I said, he is not the reason the Pelicans lost that game. This was another team effort in losing. This was another game where New Orleans outplayed their opponent for 46 minutes and found a way to lose with 2 minutes to go. This is the 13th time this season the Pelicans have had a double-digit lead at some point and found a way to lose a game. Why does this continue to happen? Well, one, they don't play any defense. Two, Stan Van Gundy in year one in New Orleans has lost this team, and he is not getting them back. It is over. Eric Bledsoe was asked after the game about the Lonzo Ball play that I just talked about, 7.8 seconds left in the game. Eric Bledsoe, he was actually supposed to foul Derrick Rose on that play. When he was asked why he didn't, he said that he wasn't paying attention, had a lack of focus. They had just come out of a timeout. Stan Van Gundy, seconds before that play happened, had just told Eric Bledsoe what needed to be done. 30, 60 seconds later, Eric Bledsoe had already forgotten, probably because he wasn't listening to Stan Van Gundy. Now, this is inexcusable at the NBA level. Eric Bledsoe is a veteran. He was brought in from Milwaukee to teach these young guys how to win. He has been a huge disappointment all year. He finally has a great game in New York City in the Garden. And in crunch time, when it's time for him to show these guys how to close out a game, he screws it up again. I have talked about this topic all season, defended Lonzo Ball every time, all the while being hesitant to say that Stan Van Gundy needs to go. I wanted to give him a chance to be able to turn things around, but it's just not happening. You watched the Pelicans last year, you could tell that they respected and listened to Alvin Gentry. Now, they still didn't play defense, but that's not Alvin Gentry's forte. He's an offensive-minded head coach. He taught them how to score. Stan Van Gundy was supposed to come in and teach them how to defend. He can't do that when the players aren't listening. I'm not blaming him. It's not his fault. He's just not the right coach for this team. The same thing happened to him in Miami and in Orlando. The problem with Stan Van Gundy is you can only handle him for so long until he becomes obnoxious. David Griffin needs to get this resolved as soon as possible. It needs to be done this offseason. They need to re-sign Lonzo Ball, and they need to fire Stan Van Gundy. I don't care that he has 4 years left on his contract, because if David Griffin holds on to Stan Van Gundy, he is paving the road to losing Zion Williamson in the future. I have been seeing a level of frustration in Zion that I haven't seen before. The entire game Sunday in New York, he was constantly barking at the officials. Now, some of you may think that he's just trying to set himself up to get foul calls, and that might be so. But I think Zion Williamson is frustrated that his team is consistently losing. And it's the way that they are losing that matters. I say on here all the time, sometimes it's not the losing, it's how you lose. The Pelicans are losing games in heartbreaking fashion. They're losing games that they should win. And I said on here when they drafted Zion, New Orleans, they had 4 to 6 years to show him that they could build a winning team around him. They have the pieces in place they need to win. Even though many people think trading one of those pieces is a good idea, trading Lonzo Ball should be off the table altogether. But David Griffin has done a good job at building this roster. But they need the right coach, and they have got to find a way to start winning these games. Or Zion Williamson's going to go. He's going to leave. He is too talented. He's too big of a star. And he is playing too well for him to tolerate constant losing. It's going to be another Anthony Davis situation all over again in New Orleans. After the game on Sunday, Zion actually commented about how much he loved playing in Madison Square Garden, how much he loved playing in New York City. That is not coincidental. That is step one in getting out of New Orleans. You got to remember, he was not thrilled when he was drafted by the Pelicans. Just like Anthony Davis, Zion Williamson's going to reach a point where legacy is going to become more important than money. And make no mistake about it, Zion Williamson is a much bigger star than Anthony Davis ever was. Anthony Davis was in New Orleans for, 7 years? In all that time, it was rare for the Pelicans to be on national television. With Zion in New Orleans, they're on national TV once a week at minimum, sometimes 2-3 times a week. The pressure to win is going to start mounting onto Zion Williamson. So David Griffin needs to get the coaching situation rectified immediately. And for the love of God, get Lonzo Ball re-signed. Now let me know what you guys think. Are we beginning to see the signs that Zion Williamson could eventually leave New Orleans? Is Stan Van Gundy the right coach for this team? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.